In a world where borders are becoming increasingly blurred, language stands as both a bridge and a barrier. Today, I aim to explore the journey of linguistic adaptation through the story of Karamdeep Sidhu about cultural integration, identity transformation, and the subtleties of maintaining one's roots while embracing a new world. As an international student here at Georgia Tech, her story speaks to me and countless others just like me who have traveled from miles away to a new environment, hoping to carve out an identity that literally has the best of both worlds. Karamdeep Sidhu is a special needs educator at Clayton County based in Jonesboro, Georgia. She migrated to the US about 30 years ago. She is fluent in English, Hindi, and Punjabi. Hindi and Punjabi are her native languages. Karamdeep ji reflects on her early days in America, recalling the effort to translate thoughts from Hindi to English. She speaks of how fluency was once hindered by this inner translation, a common barrier that slowly eroded with time and experience. But fluency in English brought an unexpected challenge, the drift from her native tongue. Karamdeep ji confesses that code switching became a frequent visitor in her speech, English words peppering her Punjabi conversations, illustrating the delicate act of balancing languages. Code switching is the practice of alternating between two or more languages or variety of languages in conversation. Here's an example of code switching from the interview. Multilingualism, Karamdeep ji suggests, is more than a skill. It's a bridge to deeper empathy. Her career in education shines light on this, showing how languages shape perceptions and experiences, allowing her to connect with those who struggle to be heard. Prejudice, however, is a stark reality for many. Karamdeep ji recounts a moment when volume was mistaken for understanding and accents were seen as an alien characteristic. Yet, she faced these with grace and poise, her fluency dismantling barriers and altering misconceptions. Karamdeep ji's adaptation was not without its linguistic adventures. Unfamiliar with southern colloquialisms, she embraced the tutti-futti, that is, Hindi for broken English, as part of her journey, finding solace in education and media, reflecting the immigrant's quest for comprehension amidst diversity. Yet, the depth of her native language's expression remains unmatched in her heart. Jokes, idioms, and heartfelt expressions in Punjabi carry a weight that her adopted English cannot bear, a sentiment that many migrants can echo. Ultimately, Karamdeep ji's story is a testament to identity's fluidity amidst migration. It's a continuous negotiation between the past and the present, the here and the there, the self and the society. Her voice, accented with experiences, is a reminder that every language learned, every word spoken, and every cultural nuance navigated is a step towards a richer, more inclusive world.